It's Thursday, the 4th of December, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ovaherero Traditional Authority faction leader Hoderi Ruako has criticized the new housing task force, saying it sidelines traditional leaders and exposes the government's failure to implement policies effectively. Speaking on the land bill, Dr. Ruako said such committees are often for political show with little impact.
Government doesn't have the capacity to track a policy from policy initiation up to the final stage, which is not only implementation, but evaluation. So government sometimes they do things and then the things start gathering dust. So the implementers are not necessarily aware of what the initiators were thinking about. So that's why I'm saying that it must be inclusive and it must be an evolving process, meticulously aligned to the problem on the ground.
Meanwhile, National Planning Commission Director General Kairem Bwende says the task force is a think tank focused on resource mobilization, not policy making.
The task force was constituted as a think tank and it came out of the public-private forum that took place in Windhoek. And therefore, there was emphasis on the need between the private sector and the government to work together for resource mobilization, for technical and others to help government in taking forward the process. It's not an issue of policy initiative, but more of saying there is a need to complement the efforts of government by bringing in different stakeholders, particularly the private sector. Invitation was open to the public and some registered and others did not. So you cannot take blame for somebody who did not participate in an event of that nature. And the task force is just one forum. There are so many other fora and there are so many other ways in which government can be accessed for input. My view is that the comment is misplaced.
Botswana's central bank has kept its main interest rate unchanged on Thursday, owing to continued weakness in the diamond sector and its expectations that inflation will be within its objective range in the medium term. The decision to keep the rate at 3.5%, according to Reuters, was the first under the Bank of Botswana's new governor, Lesego Moseki. South Africa's Trade Minister Parks Tau says economic transformation is a constitutional and moral imperative. He calls the proposed transformation fund a key tool for inclusivity, warning that slow progress, non-compliance and fronting continue to undermine efforts to redress apartheid's economic legacy.
The reasons for unemployment in our country are varied. They are not only dependent on transformation initiatives. Indeed, we can demonstrate the extent to which transformed companies have increased jobs in specific sectors, but I don't think that transformation on its own is the single answer to unemployment in our country. It's a multiplicity of interventions.
And finally, a raccoon in Virginia in the United States got as drunk as a skunk after breaking into a liquor store in the early hours of the morning. The Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter says after ransacking the shelves, the animal passed out intoxicated in the bathroom. It says after a few hours of sleep and no signs of injury other than maybe a hangover and poor life choices, the raccoon was safely released back to the wild. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.